The Bryant Park Project blog is turning another page. Here to tell us about it is our web editor, Laura Conaway. Hello, Laura.
Good morning, Rachel. Welcome back.
Hey, thanks. Nice to be here.
We've changed the date for our big Bryant Park Project book club.
I forgot to tell you that, yep.
Oh, we did?
You get an extra weekend, though.
Oh, good, because I took it and with all best intentions of finishing that puppy on my time away, and I didn't. I'm on page 24.
Okay, so we're reading In the Country of Men by Hisham Motter, and we were going to have an online meeting about it Friday, March 28th, but we're not.
Okay.
We're not going to have it on Tuesday, April 1st. I haven't started it either.
I've read quite a bit this weekend.
How are you feeling about it?
I enjoy it very much, although it makes me want to read it next to the computer so I can Google things. I'm having to like make little notes in the margins, like, go look this up.
I think it's set in Libya, and I think it's very timely, and it has a lot of substantive stuff to it, about stuff that actually happened there.
Yes.
But this week we're going to be blogging some sound from people who, unlike us, have read it. Like this guy, Dave Hollis of Hamilton, New York, who read it in a fever state, actually, and here's his pitch for it.
I was pleasantly surprised. I thought that it was going to be this real strong kind of punch in the snout political book, and it isn't. I mean, it's beautifully written. You know, I want to get to the end, but then I don't want it to end as well.
I think it's probably really lovely, and we're all in for a treat. A bunch of people have read it. I'm hearing from people on the blog that they really like it. If you haven't started it yet, you still have time to start and finish In the Country of Men by Hisham Motter before the Tuesday, April 1 online meeting.
I will say set aside a period of time. I tried to start a couple times, and I had a chunk of time on Saturday, and that's how I got into it.
Yeah, like an hour, 2 hours.
Yeah, dive in.
Yeah, that's how we all got through college, right?
Yep, exactly.
We have a slideshow coming from Newtown Creek, the story about the oil there, which is hanging around under Brooklyn. I think that Newtown Creek is one of those sort of amazing urban settings. New York happens to have a lot of them because we're a very watery place. But it's really quite lovely. Laura Silver put that together and is cooking it right now as we speak. And I wanted to talk a little bit about Jill Sobule.
Mm-hmm.
Rachel, you aren't here, but
no,
Jill Sobule came in and basically left, I thought, the radio in sort of a smoldering heap, really, with the song she did about
exciting.
This one.
To play the cloak and dagger.
It's kind of like you can't really believe
sneak
it's happening,
into
really,
a
when
taxi,
she gets in there.
Back to your Georgetown condo, and there you'd play piano.
You're making that facial
in
expression
your red
everyone makes
stilettos.
When they first hear this.
You'd put me in a trance. Take off the pantsuit pants. Condoleezza.
Okay, we're just going to drop it. It's Jill Sobule is our musical editorialist. She's obviously doing a satire. It's parody. And I just found it amazing and astounding, really.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. You know, first I thought she was making reference to some Elliot Spitzer thing, but...
Well, she started out there.
Is that what...
But one of the things that's really amazing about it is you guys wanted to talk about whether she's... too old, whether Jill Sobule is too old to sing this song. That's what people on the blog wanted to say.
I just found that really odd, and I'm just going to step out of my news... Excuse me while I take off my news hat. That's ridiculous!
Isn't that ridiculous?
Right, I'm putting my news
I don't
hat
even
back
get
on.
It. You have to be... You have to... there's an age thing?
The very first commenter came in and said, Jill Sobule, why? She's like 50. She had one hit in 1995. That was 13 years ago. She puts a damper on the BPP style. I was amazed and astounded
yes.
by this.
I thought that was a little bit
discrimination,
rude.
People.
Yeah, that's pretty astounding. One new thing out there.
But
that
she did have her defenders. I'm gonna say
she had her plenty of defenders. Some of them who came on and said we don't talk that way about artists on NPR, which I thought was also sweet. We have a Facebook newsletter. If you want to get the BPP wrapped up for you in a very quick installment once a week, go to npr.org/BPP Facebook. Get a Facebook account if you don't have one. Join our group. We'll send it every week. A roundup of highlights.
All right, Laura Conaway edits our website and our blog. You can find us anytime, npr.org/Bryant Park or twitter.com/BPP. Thank you, Laura.
Thank you.
That does it for this hour of the BPP. Come back again sometime. I'm Rachel Martin.
I'm Allison Stewart. This has been the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.